You're listening to Timeline from VPR Classical, a journey into the characters, concepts, and events that help shape our Western musical tradition. I'm James Stewart. The concerto is a popular genre of instrumental music that was developed during the Baroque. It is characterized by one or more instruments, the concertino, acting as the soloist while other instruments, the ripiano, accompany the principal line. When it is one instrument accompanied by many, we call it a solo concerto. When there are multiple instruments sharing the spotlight, we call this a concerto grosso. To discuss the origins of this form, we'll have to journey back to 17th century Italy and explore the music of two composers, Arcangelo Corelli and Giuseppe Torelli. Arcangelo Corelli was born in 1653, the son of a wealthy landowner not far from Bologna. He began his musical career as a violinist in Rome and became quite famous as a performer. He was known for his quiet temper, yet strictly disciplined manner as a performer, composer, and teacher. Corelli has the distinction of being the first composer to be known mainly for his instrumental works. His reputation was helped in large part due to a boom in music publishing that was taking place at the turn of the 18th century. His most notable works are his Concerto Grossi. After his death in 1713, a collection of 12 of his concerti were published. These works became extremely popular all throughout Europe and became influential for many composers, including George Friedrich Handel. Giuseppe Torelli came from a more modest background, born in Verona in 1658. He also garnered an early reputation as a violinist, first in Bologna and then in Vienna. His early compositional output consisted of instrumental works written for solo performers. In these works, we see Torelli experimenting with form. These experiments matured in the publication of his Opus 8, Concerti Grossi con una Pastorale. Much like Corelli, this work was published just after his death in 1709. In this opus, we see the structure of three movements for each concerto, with the tempo pattern fast, slow, fast, following the structure of an Italian opera overture. There is a sense of clarity in these pieces as well. Torelli left dense counterpoint behind in favor of a clear melodic line with regular cadences and arrivals. It is this structure that was adopted in the 18th century as the convention of the concerto. Find out more about Arcangelo Corelli and Giuseppe Torelli and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.